helping farmers manage their fertilizer. We're visiting today with Laura Good and Rick Wayne, Department of Soil Science, University of Wisconsin Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, now celebrating 125 years. And I'm C.V. Kenyon. Can you start out by telling me what this program is that you have?
Well, it's a website that allows farmers and anybody else, like manure haulers, to predict a few days into the future whether or not the manure that they spread on the landscape is likely to run off into the waterways or not.
Rick, can you explain to us why that's important?
Manure is a resource. It's a really good fertilizer. And, of course, people that have cows and pigs have to get rid of it. And it's also a potential pollutant. So we want to have farmers be able to use it as much as they can without it winding up in the streams and killing fish.
Laura, can you describe for us how this works?
This works by the farmer looking at a website with a map of Wisconsin, and the map shows the risk of runoff within the next several days. And during the winter season, when snow or frozen soils are present, it shows the likelihood of runoff from snowmelt. And during the rest of the year, it shows the probability of runoff from rainfall and storm events, giving a high, medium, or low probability of runoff across the basin.
Laura, can you perhaps give us an example of how a farmer might use this?
If a livestock producer has manure that they need to recycle on cropland on any given day, they can look at the map and decide whether it's a good day or not to spread, or whether there's going to be better days coming up in the future that maybe they should wait a couple of days.
Rick, describe for us how your advisory system works.
The National Weather Service has a river flood forecasting system that takes into account all sorts of things about the landscape and weather forecasts and all the rest. The results of that come to us three times a day, and we apply our own calculations to it and derive a runoff risk figure of merit, and that's what we put up on the website.
Rick, tell us about the technology that farmers can use here.
The farmers, all they need is a web browser, whether it's on a computer or even on a phone. We have a special mobile access site that detects where you are and then gives you the forecast for whatever basin you happen to be standing in.
Laura, where can people go for more information about the system?
Just Google Manure Advisory System and you'll get to the homepage, and there'll be a link to the runoff risk advisory forecast, and there'll be also be a special link for mobile devices.
We've been visiting with Laura Good and Rick Wayne, Department of Soil Science, University of Wisconsin Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.